Earth, sky.
It's very difficult to predict where science and technology are going, for the obvious reason that the greatest advances are often the least expected.
You're listening to eminent Harvard biologist Edward O. Wilson. He's won many awards for his scientific work, including a U.S. National Medal of Science. He's one of the world's leading experts on ants, and he excels at the communication of science, having written over 20 books, two of which won Pulitzer Prizes. In 2011, Earth Sky's 600-plus global science advisors chose E.O. Wilson as Science Communicator of the Year. He spoke more about 21st century biology with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Wilson, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Where is science going in the 21st century?
It's very difficult to predict where science and technology are going, even over a short time span, for the obvious reason that the greatest advances are often the least expected, and science follows them. And technology also is a leading instrument. Science tends to follow technology, even in the opening stages of it. It doesn't all come from here. It comes from what technology allows you to think, see, and measure. But I believe that it's fair to say that this century will be a scientific century. It would be a techno-scientific century. That's not a very welcome way to put it, I'm sure, to many listeners. But the fact is that science and technology are moving so swiftly, and they are illuminating the human condition so rapidly, and they're making the possibilities for exploration and human advance so accessible and at an accelerating pace that it is inevitable that the 21st century is going to be a techno-scientific century where most of the focus of humanity will be and where most economic progress will follow. And within science, this is going to be a century of biology, because while physics remains thrilling and there are great areas to be explored, including, for example, as far as the public is concerned, the advances in astrophysics and the search for life on other planets and so on. This, nonetheless, is going to be biology. Last century was, at least the first half of the last century, was physics and chemistry's, the physical sciences part of the century, followed by molecular and cell biology. They had the second half of the century. Now we are entering an age of synthesis in which so many discoveries have been made in biology, in the cell, at the molecular level, and on up to the development of organisms, and increasingly now beginning to throw light upon ecosystems and the processes of evolution beyond what we had, that this will be a century in which we synthesize that knowledge, explain complex systems. I believe that I'm speaking for most of my colleagues in research biology when I say this is the way it's going.
So how will this all play out, the 21st century as the century of biology?
I believe that most people already understand what biology has meant to their lives and what it will likely mean in the future. For example, medicine. We have seen molecular and cell biology married essentially to medical science over the last century, and we've seen enormous advances as a result of that. That's certainly going to continue faster and faster as the 21st century wears on. I think we're on the edge, really, of mastering a disease, particularly genetic disease. We will have genetic engineering in time that will allow the correcting of molecular structure to eliminate a genetic disease that does cripple such a large percentage of the human population today. We'll be able to treat some diseases, probably cystic fibrosis, will be among the first. Hemophilia may follow. And diseases of this sort, by that kind of genetic engineering of the body, of the human body. We're also going to continue the search for new pharmaceuticals that I think will become more and more effective. We need them, of course, to win the arms race against the bacteria, which are tending, as I speak, to get a little ahead of us with resistant strains that are becoming quite dangerous, including the staph that are almost impossible to control in some extreme cases. We will, I think, win that war. And so human health is going to improve enormously. I believe the human longevity, as poverty around the world is reduced, is going to increase. And how much is unknown, because we don't have the biology yet to understand exactly what longevity depends upon and all the many factors of it. Biology is going to be crucial also in feeding the world. We're about to run out of water, and we're running low on arable land, and we're just now reaching 7 billion people on the earth. And we're not going to slow down or peak until we're somewhere in the vicinity of 10 billion, the most recent projections indicate. We need all the biology and all of the advances we can find in agriculture especially. We're going to have to switch worldwide to dry land agriculture. We don't have enough water in enough countries to feed all those people and to restore soil to arable condition. And then there comes the matter of saving the rest of life, which is a major concern of mine. We've got to do something about that. We have to do a better job of exploring the natural world and figuring out how to carry it through what I like to call the bottleneck of the 21st century. When we go through the population crunch and we use every bit of the information science-based that we can get to make that journey through with the least amount of damage to the earth, we should plan on taking the rest of life with us.
You've been listening to biologist Edward O. Wilson, professor emeritus at Harvard University. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.